This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Well, let's begin with some stuff that folks that are Gen Z people.
What does that mean? Like, what years?
Let me look it up just to be sure.
God, I don't know. I've lived through the time when they've started the alphabet over again. Like, that sucks.
What age is Gen Z?
It's like, you ever know anybody that lived there in Hurricane Xavier?
No.
You haven't?
It says 13 to 28.
Oh, wow. That's my child then. My child's a Gen Z-er?
Born between 97 and 2012.
So did we skip Generation A and B? We went from Gen X to... There was no Gen Y, was there? XYZ? So. Yeah, it's still that way.
Let me see what it's after.
Because I'm X.
Mm. After Gen Z is Generation Alpha.
Well, I saw this and I thought...
I think I'm related to Elon Musk then, if I'm Generation X.
Can you do his little dance?
This was very strange.
I can do the Mike Myers version.
And I find this hard to believe because at Christmas time, people do this.
What do they do?
Well, according to this study, 26% of people say it's been longer than a decade than they've written a handwritten letter.
Than they've written a handwritten, more than a decade.
Mm. Yeah, so 5% claim they've never written a personal letter, and that includes a whopping 20% of Gen Zers.
My first one said
about,
yes or no.
What about it at Christmas time, right, in Santa Claus? They do that.
Right. Yeah, oh yeah, you would do that. And then when you... You know, I have to admit something right now for the first time ever. I had a little bit, and parents, guard yourselves, because I'm about to talk about some adult situations here. Not of sexual stuff, but, you know, you hear Christmas music playing in the background and whatnot. I did have a little bit of resentment, because I poured my heart and soul into letters to Santa Claus. Like, I did. I was learning to write.
I did, too.
And I would be complimentary and all this, and then, you know... Later in life, I'm kind of irritated by
that. Didn't you write letters to sports figures?
Well, yeah, but that was just to get their autographs.
Okay.
But like this is like, you know, the Santa Claus thing, and then like, did they keep the letters? You know, did Santa, air quotes, recycle the letters?
Yeah, where do they go? Like the North Pole?
Did somebody really come in there and have a slurp of that milk and take a bite of the cookie? Did your Santa Claus ever eat all the cookies? Or
oh, yeah.
Oh, mine did.
So is this poll really accurate that children...
Not my Santa Claus.
Does the postmaster have a desk full of Santa letters?
Probably. That children aren't writing letters? I don't believe it.
Well, so I don't think people are writing. Like, even we were talking about before I got into radio, I would have notepads everywhere or post-it notes.
Stickies?
Ideas of stuff. And now I dictate them to my notepad on my phone. But I still handwrite a lot of stuff.
I do, too.
Now you have reasons to have ideas. Not really before.
Like I jot down things.
Well, that was before MapQuest, so I'd say, hey, don't forget to turn on 291 every day at 2 o'clock.
I jot down things that make me laugh and come back to it.
Well, you're on the podcast, so.
I don't remember the last time I handwrote a letter.
I do handwritten letters for everything that I sell. I really do. Somebody asked me one time if they were auto pen. I was like, that machine costs like 10 grand. No, I really, it's easier to write them than it is to auto pen them.
Just, it's easier to just take your pen to a piece of paper than it is to log on and type stuff out.
With my daughter, I buy blank cards. Jeez.
People like
on
having
this
them,
show that means something different.
People like having a stock of blank
Let's
cards.
Let's say cards that don't have
I
anything
like that,
on them.
And then send it out to people.
And then I'd like to really put thought into them. But now even, see, that's another thing. Like if you're a woman, or you're our page, if you get a letter,
I'm a woman.
Handwritten letter from a man, and it's like, God, it touched your heart. It was so good. Are you now under the same way we were talking about taking photos with celebrities? People in the future will say, that's AI. Would you look at a love note from a guy and say, this is so perfect. Did you use AI to write this? I think about it when I hear new songs now. I'm like, was that AI?
I have a box of letters that I happen to look at.
So when you were Vanna White for Halloween?
Not when she was Brian Posehn.
A couple months ago.
And to Lumberjack Brian Posehn.
I read a letter that my husband wrote me when he was really in the doghouse.
And there was no AI then.
So. No, there was no AI.
Come from a heart.
And he always said,
I'm in the doghouse right now.
Are you male or female?
Meet me at Corona's after the doghouse.
Bring me a box of taquitos while I wait.
You know him.
I saw Paige in my whole life at the grocery store one time, ever. When I lived at Thornblade Apartments, and I won't say where she lived. She still lives there. And I'll tell you her address later.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, I'm at the grocery store, and up behind me is Paige and her husband, and the... I thought it was some food drive. I did not was know what was going on. They had taquitos and Van de Kamp pork and beans.
That was it.
That's what he wanted. And I said,
like, it must have been like 10 for a dollar. They had so many of them.
Your partners are going to thank you when you're driving around in that ambulance and your gas.
And not a roll of toilet paper with all that in
it. Did she say, hi, I'm Paige?
She says, hi. Look what the dog drug in. Yeah.
It's like when Kramer fed Rusty all that beefarino. He had gas the whole carriage ride.
But my husband always signed the Dolly Parton, I will always love you. And even on that letter where he says, I was wrong. I'm sorry I did that.
I was like, can you let me out of the doghouse? I got bubble guts.
Well, what he,
I like the Whitney version better.
What he did is he got all dressed up and he said he was going to go see Aunt Becky. And I didn't know I didn't think he had an Aunt Becky. So I just
he was that Kaiser so saying he was watching Roseanne when he was talking to you.
He got all dressed up and I was like, well, you better make it a good night because I'm going to change the locks while you're gone.
I got to go eat lunch at the loose meat sandwich store.
I got an open face sandwich plate.
I changed the locks on the front door while he was gone, and he had to get back into the house. He broke in because every fireman knows how to get
Why did you change the locks on him?
Because he acted really suspicious, so I changed the locks.
Jesus.
On the house.
That's a little psycho.
Whoa. Wow, Paige.
And I did it fast. And he says, I lied to you about why I didn't go to Aunt Becky's, but I wasn't with anybody else. I went so-and-so. And I said,
Uncle Ricky's.
Okay, well, lesson learned.
He was like, I'm going to let this house on fire if you don't open the door.
I thought she was going to say he was an arsonist or something.
You know how he got in? He rocked a window back and forth and got in himself.
You know how he got in?
I let him in the house. I magically opened the window and said, crawl through.
David Blaine never gets locked out. He can just appear on the other side of the door.
So after that, there's no point in me changing the locks on the door.
Sometimes I'll appear in your toilet when you're sitting on it. Just my face.
You think the fireman's secret's actually just pulling out a credit card and just slide it in between?
No, he couldn't get through there.
I used to do that with a Buy Low Bonus card back in the day.
Dude, my bedroom at home, I would lock it and then... my dad would use a Q-tip to stick in the hole and then of the door.
Not work on a deadbolt, and I changed the deadbolt.
Well, I got to make this work for our Tennessee friends because I don't know if they have Bilo. So I take my Food City card back in the day.
Food City.
Yeah, that works.
In the door.
That's how I break in offices here. Hmm. I had to get back in at the other building.
Yeah.
You were able to use a credit card to get in if you got locked
Can you get
out.
In the W-2 room?
The W-2 room.
We have a W-2 room, don't we?
What is that? Oh, okay.
Can't tell you
we
about
can't
it.
Go down there.
I tried to get a master key, and they're like, we can't copy this. I'm like, yeah, you can. You just don't want to, but you can copy it.
Are you going to a place that you have to ask? Because there's some places where they just have the machines there. You self-use them.
I went to a hardware store that, like, you got to go to somebody, and they're like,
yeah.
Sir, we can't copy this.
When it comes to car keys, though, I'm going to tell you, like, go to the mom and pop people that do that. If you try to go to the dealership, like, you're going to pay $500 for a car key.
They really are.
That's what they quoted me.
Oh, yeah, and I was like, car's expensive.
I found someone on the internet, literally in a little office building over here.
And they did it?
$125 in 15 freaking minutes.
Jesus. Heck yeah, not $500.
And the little key part, you can sell that for $5 because there's a little bit of silver in it.
I love it.
Just letting you know.
I love it.
He's like, I can recycle that for you. He's like, no, you ain't either because this has got $5 worth of silver in it.
Shout out car keys to go.
Hence by MM. So there's a place in South Carolina called Sir Wiener's.
What?
I don't make
Sir Wiener's.
Sir Wiener's. I'm going to go there. And they're taking responsibility for a new trend. And this trend is going to be around all summer long.
Is it beside Lady Clams?
I don't know. Sir Wiener's. Just email me. Or
is that TJ's? Sir Wiener's?
I'm thinking TJ Maxx.
So they partnered with an upscale place called Lamar's last fall. And added
Leroy's didn't join in on it.
Added this. So what is the new trend? It's a hot dog tower. It's going to be the big thing at your barbecue this summer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't eat lips and buttholes.
Somebody you would.
That's why I'm not in a relationship right now.
That's if you would, you could.
I got to see.
So restaurants have started adding them as a cheaper alternative to seafood towers.
Oh my! Okay, now okay. Yeah, I remember that. I remember the seafood towers. With the you'd have a row of shrimp cocktail, and then you'd have oysters Rockefeller.
Oh, Sir Wiener's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when Will's cheating on his girlfriend, he can have a Sir Wiener off the Wiener Tower at your local barbecue.
Like Sir, like S-I-R, Sir?
Yep.
Yeah. Sir Wiener's.
I wonder why it's called Sir Wiener's. I wonder if he had a boyfriend before, and that's what he called it, Sir Wiener.
Try dessert at their other restaurant, Lady Taint.
Yeah, I think it's fun. If you have that many hot dogs, it's kind of wasteful unless you're.
You like a lot of hot dogs?
I don't eat hot dogs at all.
Can we throw a bunch of them at your face and see how many you can catch?
Do you remember when we did the hot dog eating contest and I refused to eat it because I don't like the taste of hot dogs?
Yeah, you said specifically I don't like pig lips.
I don't like it.
And I thought you were talking about that lady that used to work downstairs in that front
office.
That's
not nice.
Well, that's what everybody called her behind her back. Big lips.
I did.
She had lips like a pig. We made that Hinder song.
Yeah, that was a Hinder song. Lips like a pig.
She's dead now, actually, so you shouldn't laugh at pig lips. She wouldn't be in heaven.
If you use the code word Joe Bradley, do you get all the hot dogs that you want at Sir Wiener's?
I hope so. I mean, I have nothing against Sir Wiener's. If they serve something else, I would go, definitely.
Yeah.
And I would go look at the hot dog artwork, but I just don't like the taste.
Hmm.
If they made them taste better, then I would eat them.
Do you like two hot dogs in the same bun?
Like touching ends?
Yeah.
Like rubbing dogs?
They're going in together.
Try it.
You used
I'll
to rub dogs with your daddy.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. and you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, let's finally, Masters guy here. Are we going to say his name, or is he comfortable with that? Or
yeah, you can say his name.
Man.
Big Brent.
Brent. Hey, Brent.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you can say my name.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say it now because you want me to. Say my name. Brent.
Give me some kisses.
Well, good morning.
Give me some kisses, Brent. Don't lick my phone, Brent. All right, so yeah, we talked about the thing, but fill in all the details about these Masters tickets, the going rates, and your boss.
Yeah, so me and my buddy, we were going to go to the Masters. We finally got tickets after all these years, but we agreed to sell our tickets. So we were going to money, and we were talking about this at work, and my boss overheard, and now my boss kind of like, one ear peeked up, the other ear peeked up, and now he's saying he really wants to go.
Wow, he just kind of like inserted himself like, hey, I want to go.
A little bit, which is, it's a mixed bag because, you know, we were going to sell our tickets anyway and split the money, but now that he wants to go, it just opens up a Pandora's box of options, and now I feel like it's a complicated situation when it doesn't even need to be.
Right. So what would you don't have to say where you got him. What was the money that would be have made off this? Because, dude, I saw that practice rounds are starting like off market at $1,000.
We were gonna make some pretty decent coin, and we won the lottery and got them at face value ourselves.
$100. Damn.
Yep.
So we're talking about you got your ticket to sell, and I assume your buddy's got his own ticket to sell. So. You could do whatever with yours.
Like you can. I thought he bought them.
No. I got two of them, and me and my buddy were gonna go. We were just gonna split it. It's $100, but these things we could probably resell them for a couple grand. I mean, that's trading up for a Super Bowl ticket if you want to look at it that way.
God, you almost have to like do it today or tomorrow, right? Like you got to do it soon.
Well, I don't know. Does it not go up the closer you get? Like that, those people that, you know, the rich, those people who, oh, I live life so vicariously and I saunter through life that I don't buy ahead. I buy day of and I'll pay whatever you're asking. Those kinds of people, because that's all what golf is, that and good old boys. And let me say this. was telling Looper this over the weekend. The term good old boy now, it seems only reserved for racist white men.
That's how I took it.
I always thought good old boys was people you count on when you're moving or you got a tree. And like good, hardworking, good old boys. Tight community type people.
If they don't have money, but if they got money and influence, then it's usually racism.
So why is that is crazy to me. That is so crazy to me. Now a friend with benefits doesn't mean sex anymore. You're just getting on their insurance, huh?
That's awesome.
Jesus.
God dang it.
Everything changes. I don't like it. All right, back to your thing. So has your boss intimidated you at all with this? Like, hey, I'm being serious. I want to go. I want them tickets.
I mean, he kind of was leaning into it really hard. I guess he's a huge golf guy. So I don't think he'd expect them for free or anything, but you know, what do I, like, if he really wants to go that bad, do I just give them to him for face value? That kind of feels like, I don't know. Or what? do I try and charge him? But he's my boss. You know what I mean?
What about your boy, like, though, that you, the other tickets with?
Well, and then that's the other thing, too. Like, now if I pull a switch up, and the other option is I could go with my boss, but now what if my buddy's like, well, hey, man, what the hell? You know, like.
Yeah, he's going to expect, like, an amount.
Yeah, so it's not really, like, it's not just my decision alone to make, because if I give him to my boss for $200, then my buddy's wondering where the $3,000 that he was going to get for selling the tickets were.
Wow. Like, he can't
sounds
have
like
his...
Brent's walking a tightrope over Rays Creek right now, does it not?
It really does.
Over there near Amen's Corner.
Oh, look at Brent. He's got his feet dangling off of Hogan's Bridge.
Brent doesn't know what to do right now. He's thinking about it, though.
He's going to jump in the water off the bridge? I think, look, you're out of money either way. I don't know why your buddy's expecting, like, this grand figure. Like, he's fixated on this few G's, I guess. But if you take the boss and you don't charge him much, like, you're going to have to pay your buddy some of what he expects, I would imagine, for the ticket.
Or just say, look, I bought – did you say I bought these with someone for someone for me? Or did you just say I have two tickets?
Well, he just knows I have two tickets. He doesn't quite know the whole thing, but, I mean, it's easy enough to assume. I would think if I was him.
Yeah. Well,
I would imagine your boss would not want you to go with him, right? Nothing against you, but usually, like, to that big of an event,
yeah,
that doesn't seem like a
He'd
real...
He'd probably want to bring a client or some kind of bougie thing.
Or like a fellow boss, not like a peon like you and the rest of us. Cause
you're saying boss, not balls, right?
Well, you bring those two.
Okay.
I guess that's a good point. He probably doesn't want to go with me, right?
Unless you guys are a lot closer than I think or know.
Well, we're a pretty tight office, but we've done stuff together before, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know what to do, because it's like when a decision has already been made and now the guy who signs my paychecks gets involved, it just throws everything on its head.
You know, when Tiger gave up the lead at Augusta, he still walked away with some dignity, you know, and that's what you got to do here. Because, I mean...
What if he does expect him for free?
He could expect to kiss his ass.
Right.
Like, I mean, not in a, like, butter me up kind of way, but, like, literally in a threatening way.
Join
you know how,
club.
Like, when you're a heterosexual guy, but you get mad at somebody and say, you can blank my blank. Like, oh, yeah. What? Why are you doing that? Why are you telling a man to do that to you?
Just
you know?
I've never said that to him.
I would never say it to a woman.
Just to convey that disdain.
Without a please on it, at least.
Uh-huh.
You kind of in a tight spot, for real.
You really are. You really are.
And shame on the boss to assume that you're going to just give up your tickets.
Yeah, you know
I
what?
I mean, who thinks that in these days? The tickets are expensive.
You know how bosses are.
Is he the owner, or is he like your manager boss? Like, is he the decision maker of all things?
He is just under that. He's not the absolute owner boss.
Okay.
He's kind of more hands off, but he's definitely the on site guy that runs everything.
So these tickets,
I see him every day. I work with him every day.
These tickets are going to go up the chain. That's what I would imagine is going to happen.
God, what if he's not even going? He's doing it to kiss his boss's ass.
Yep.
And oh, that's what you're saying. Okay, I see. Wow, That's
Oh, you got to charge him now, because if you somehow just gave him to him real cheap,
yeah,
there's enough meat on that bone to where he's going to sell him to his boss for.
Of course.
And maybe he's assuming that you'll take over his role while he's gone. So you have to stay there.
Are you his stall man? No, you don't know what that means. when our boss is out of town, he always lets us know who's in charge when he's not there. Yeah, I would say, listen, me and my buddy, this is our thing. We've been in this lottery or whatever, how they do it now. They were talking about trying to go to a Dutch auction with that, and I'm like, that is not nice. Although, I mean, it is what it is, but I would say, look, we went to this for a venture to make a little extra cash. So maybe say, look, this is what they would go at, and at your discretion, maybe give them a slight discount. You know?
Oh, that's a good that's a good option.
Absolutely. Could you even would not give them to him. Like, you got some dignity here for real to deal with that.
But there are some politics you got to play, right? Like, you got to.
No, for sure. There definitely is. I mean, like, there is the option, you know, if I just give him the tickets, I'm definitely next up when the promotion wheel comes around. Ooh. So, right? I mean, wouldn't you be?
I know, but I hate that way of thinking. I do. Like, I despise
it's
even.
It's kind of like you're extorted, though. I mean, that you have to give up a lot of money.
Like, what is selling your soul? Yeah. Is it really to the devil, or is it to your boss? Or, like, what is that? You're, like, literally, like, I want this, but my boss wants it, and I'm just this meager little soul here that I got to give it to. I was like, no.
I would avoid going with him, if possible.
Yeah.
Well, that situation.
You know. Yeah, I would not go with him. But you don't want to go anyway, right, Brent?
No, we were going to sell the tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah. It'd be cool, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to die on it.
Right. All right, cool. I don't know what that means. You're younger than I.
God, that's interesting, man.
It means he could have a change of heart, I understand. Mm-hmm. All right. Good luck with that. Let us we'll never hear from you again. I was going to say you should call us and tell us what happened, but I
don't
can
get
tell
harassed,
you're one of those guys that you're like, all right, thanks. And you will go on. We'll never talk to you again.
Oh, so what do you think I should do?
He knows it's true. He's like, he will ghost us after this. Here's what you do. I already said it. You tell him what you were doing with it. Your friend was involved. All these years you've waited. You will sell them to him at 10% off market.
Yeah, you got to give him that backstory. That's very crucial to the whole sale.
Yeah. And then, and look, if he uses that against you, like, go to a damn lawyer.
He's definitely going to, oh, man. You kind of worked yourself into a spot. The boss was a genius even overhearing this and inserting himself into it.
Oh, they only hear what they want to hear.
He might, like, work you, like, he might work you down real low, and you're going to feel bad about it. I feel like you're going to have to give your buddy some money either way. Like, and you're not going to get what
I
you
wouldn't
want.
Do that.
And what is the payoff?
Him maybe getting a promotion or
maybe
or, I know. See, this is what's the difference between this and like the stuff. I know there's a difference, but like, what's the difference of this guy throwing away money just to appease his boss than a woman having sex with her boss so she'll get a promotion? I know it's two different things, but you're both selling out.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with your boss and keep the master's
tickets? Yeah. What if he's
would
like
you do that?
Yeah. He's like, I want you to go.
That's bad advice.
He said, I want you to go to Augusta, and you end up 69ing each other before you even get
there. Imagine
to
that? You're in Amen's corner, laying right there together, perpendicular on top of each other. All right.
Hello, friends. We seem to have two gentlemen hooking up on the 15th.
Hi, Jim Nance. Want to go join them? Listen, if you would like to, you call us and let us know what happened. If not, we will, to our graves, wonder. Okay? So call and let us know.
All right, I will. Thanks, guys, for the help. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, the help, he says. Yeah. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Love the Rise Guys.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. I understand it's going to be sunny today, but come Friday, nah. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on April the 9th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
You know, it's been a while since I judged a chili contest, but I'm going to go ahead and break out the skills right now for a one-off. That one sucks.
You eating chili?
No.
Oh.
It don't smell like chili to you. It's one of Paige's soups in a cup.
I'm mean when it comes to that stuff. If I'm not eating it, it smells bad to me.
Hang on now. We're talking about the chili. This this gentleman's birthday today.
It's not cheating.
It's not?
Only if you're in Vegas, because that's Sin City, but it stays there, so it's okay. As long as you don't live in Vegas, you can sin.
What if you live in G-Vegas?
Oh, man. I haven't heard that in forever.
It's not Billy Ray's birthday.
Not Cowboy Troy.
Oh, no. Definitely not. Log off of Little Nas X.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it. Of course I wouldn't know this.
Little Nas X. I can't remember his other song, but this is the big one, right?
Yeah. Dude. There's a song that is out right now that I freaking love, but I feel like most people hate it, and it's Big X to Plug featuring Bailey Zimmerman. Oh, man, what a great song.
He's going to be in town here soon.
I know, but I'm too old to go to that. I can't go to a college festival.
No, please, dude, go. Say,
what classes do you teach? And I'm like, birds to all of you.
Teach.
There are like 26-year-olds that think they might be too old for some of those bands.
Hey, aren't you the head of the FFA? What is that supposed to mean? What does that spell?
Fat Effers of America?
No.
Future Fat Effers of America.
God. No, I'm a former Fat Effer of America. Thank you very much. They debarred me. Call me L. Because I got debarred. Ah, hell. 28 now.
30.
Lil Nas X is 26 years old today.
Oh, boy.
It was just yesterday.
I don't have music for this woman. I don't think Twilight has a theme song or Panic Room.
Give me the initials.
KS. Might be related to Tony. I'm not sure.
Something Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should know that.
Still
yeah,
works,
I watched
too.
All the Twilight movies.
I was
going to
say, you're all,
Till I can't no more.
You know what my daughter told me the other day? She said,
to hell.
This was not the, well, she says that usually.
Go to somewhere else.
She said, does not say that.
You know what I just found out? And I said, what? And she told me, I was like, don't act like you didn't know that. She's like, I really didn't know it. I didn't think about it. Jasper is a side character name of one of the characters of Twilight.
Oh.
And she said, I didn't even think about that. And I'm like,
wasn't he the one that turned into a wolf?
I know. I was like, at least you didn't name him Vampire or Wolf. Although that's kind of cool. What's up? I'm wolf. Vampire.
I'm Wolfie.
Who? Tell me again.
Kristen Stewart.
Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
30, she's pretty.
34 now.
32.
I thought she entertained women only now, right?
I think that's her go-to.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been that way all along.
You know, they said that about the one that fully crossed over. I can't remember. Elliot. I forget the former name.
Oh,
you know what I did
Juno.
The other day? I dropped a thank you, sir, on a woman.
How do you know, though? I guess educated guess at this point.
Was it at a drive-thru?
No,
I've done
it was
that.
At a grocery store.
Oh,
the name tag gave it away. So I think maybe at the grocery store, like, you can be whoever you want to be, but, like, your name tag's still got to be your name.
If somebody confuses me for a woman at the drive-thru, I'm going to have to whip it out and get to the window.
They're going to think the fair is in
you,
town.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
That's the bearded lady getting a double quarter pounder. Would you be a half pounder?
Double quarter. You and that math and get tricky.
Would you like to supersize this, ma'am?
If you guess 35, you are correct.
Can I get an eighth pounder? I don't know if I need a whole quarter pounder.
Can I get two quarter
Can
pounders?
I get a whole zip?
Well, why don't you mess with him? So can I get two quarter pounders?
Three quarter pounders, but tell I can't take a full half pounder. What music is this? Shotgun.
This is the theme song to The Cosby Show.
Oh, I thought it was Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
This is where Bill's doing the penguin.
Oh, I hear it. I see it now.
Bam, bam. Who is it? Bill Cosby's birthday?
Nope.
Theo?
Nope.
The dad that looked like he was a different color?
Nope.
Rudy?
Yeah, it is Rudy's birthday. Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Yes.
I call him the white grandpa because he's
grandpa.
The light-skinned.
Yeah. Also, the same thing with the all right.
This will surprise you. Really surprise me.
50 then. You seem shocked.
49.
She's 46. I didn't think she'd be older than me.
I figured.
I'm trying to remember when that show was in the first run.
Okay, so remember when Rudy got too old, and what was the other child's name?
Raven Simone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they had
that's
on there.
That's so Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she went on to have a stable in WCW called The Flock. A lot of people don't know that.
Johnny Polo.
Heard Sick
that.
Boy. Yeah.
Sick Boy.
Sick Boy. What a wrestling name. How'd y'all go out of business, you WCW? You had a wrestler named Sick Boy.
You get a lot of bookings with your
and
name,
Glacier.
Sick Boy.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to show up, Sick Boy?
Everybody was Sick Boy during COVID. That's
remember the sick. Mortal Kombat ripoff Glacier?
Yes. Ray Lloyd.
Good song.
This is for all the... For all the emos out there.
Oh, my Kim.
Gerard Way from MCR.
My Chemical Romance.
I know you're all flying your black flags at half mast, I guess, and put some extra eyeshadow on.
Don't they mean Antifa now?
Some eyeliner.
I don't know.
Yeah, it might be.
Coleman
flag upside down.
I go with what Paige says because she.
Oh, gosh, I'm not going
to slept this. With many musicians and tends to know a lot of birthdays.
Love Space Hog.
Monster Magnet.
That's what it was. Dang it.
42?
I'm going to go 44 now.
You go 48 for Gerard Way.
Wow.
Of MCR.
Dang. I was all wrong.
Don't have music for this lady. She is a legend in her field, though she does not perform anymore. She recently converted
Stripper.
To Judaism.
Oh.
She is Jenna Jameson.
So she's not involved in the world at all? She don't go to
nope.
the AVNs?
Nope. Nothing. Been a guest on this show many a time.
She
over
had
the
a
year.
Lot of fans.
She did.
It's hard to.
But she added to because, you know, the stank in the room. Oh, you meant like fans of her.
Oh,
I
didn't know.
I thought
what
you meant
saying.
Like
I didn't know.
Was this... oscillating fans because it gets stinky in
oscillating.
The room.
I've never seen a porn set before.
Yeah. Jenna Jameson is 57 years young.
Oh, wow. I'll say 55.
Jenna Jameson is 51 years old. Started young.
Well, oh,
good for her.
Real young with, I think, with a...
Yeah.
Was it Randy West she started with, maybe?
Didn't she try to break into acting like the other girl did on...
I can't remember if she did or not.
I was thinking about that chick the other day. She left porn to go into acting, and she, like, won...
She did very well.
And then...
Sasha Grey did it back and forth.
Sasha Grey, but there's the other girl, too. Who is she?
Stormy Daniels?
Stormy, I can't remember the other one.
No.
You think her movies gained popularity, or did people watch it and they're thinking about, God, I can't really, like, watch this because, like, she did Trump.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a leftist, like, man, she's got a hot body and I like the way she moans, but she did Trump, man. I can't watch her.
It's still got to be, well, they'll get the curiosity factor right.
Like, remember the real mean porn star we had on? Just left her. Lisa Ann.
Yeah, dark hair.
She's pretty. Like, if I slide across any of her movies now, I am like, I cannot. I will not satisfy myself to you because you were mean in real life.
She was kind of mean.
She worked with China a couple times.
Well, I don't like her for that reason. Oh, the country or the?
Joni.
Oh, the Ninth Wonder.
Cynthia Nixon.
Lesbian, by the way. Yep. Are we guessing that or her birthday?
It's not her birthday. She ran for governor in 2018, governor of New York.
Yeah.
Lost.
Hmm. Paige, what do we think about Tricky Dick's niece?
She's Miranda.
61.
Incorrect. 63.
59 years old for Cynthia Nixon.
Loser.
We got a Quaid brother.
Randy.
Which one?
Dennis.
Dennis. Dennis is this.
Which one's Quaid? The crazy one? Randy?
Well, it depends on how you vote.
Yeah, really. Randy is cousin Eddie. Dennis. Yeah.
Dennis wouldn't tell you your blanker's full. So remember that. Dennis. Jerry Lee Lewis. 71.
71.
You both nailed it. 71 years old. Congratulations.
I've already turned my computer off, so I'm not sure.
One of us has got to get one right.
Happy heavenly birthday to Hal Ketchum.
Oh, I didn't know he's dead.
Yeah, would have been 72 years old today. Hugh Hefner would have been 99 damn years old. Look at that. And Carl Perkins.
Ah, Blue Suede Shoes.
Yes, sir. Carl Perkins would have been 93 years old today.
Wow.
I wanted to call him Carl Pickens. I'm like, no, not the football player.
No.
Carl Perkins.
He went to Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Carl Pickens.
Vol. He's a Vol.
They named Fat Boys County after him. He was so good.
Yeah, Heath Schuler throwing him the ball.
Is it...
Bex Wart was kicking.
Is he related to Slim Pickens by chance? Do you know? Is he the creator of the world's only Wednesday flea market?
Somebody's got to go back and get a bunch of dimes.
Dude, do they still do the Pickens flea market?
It is the Slim Pickens flea market.
Is it?
You have
for
to
real?
Dress like
Let's go one day. I haven't been to that in 10, 15 years, probably.
I think they only do it on Wednesday morning still, right? So we'll have to go next week. Or Saturday.
Oh. Oh. I bet you it's good on Wednesday because there's, like, not a lot of people there.
We'll go to the bar across the street, Top of the Hill. Shout out.
Is that the one that's near the cemetery?
No.
Oh.
It's right across the street.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
We'll go hang out with
Looper. Back there and do it at the cemetery.
Oh.
You inviting evil in
your
life.
That is bad karma.
It is.
Someone's gonna.
We'll just go to Tony's Italian restaurant while we're in town, too, and just make a big deal of it.
Don't forget about it.
Use it.
Tomorrow is Thursday. Breaking news on that. And yeah, believe it or not, two in a row. Brand new Facebook fussing. Gonna be real good. Real brand new names. Matter of fact,
brand new names.
I want to tell you one of the names. People like when we give them a little taste of some of the names, perhaps. So. I can't speak for the ones that Fat Boys are renaming, but I can guarantee you tomorrow the debut of a young man by the name of Peter Schmall. S-C-H-M-A-L-L.
Must look in the mirror for that inspiration.
Yeah, he'll be joined.
Schmall.
Wow, that was incredibly funny and rude. Then I'm not going to mention Paige playing the role of Leroy Boo Boo Crumbs then.
Can't wait.
Yeah. And plus, we're going to do an hour of All Advice Show tomorrow, too. So, the 8 o'clock hour. Damn. If you already know what you need some advice on, you can email us to riseguys@AOL.com. Include a daytime phone number and be available during the 8 o'clock Eastern Time hour.
Line them up.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Get the podcast, Odyssey app, Spotify, all of them. Go get it. Thank you for listening. Wash your hands and God bless America. Don't use the bathroom stall because that's where I'm going right now. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby, bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.